All right. Thank you, everybody. It's 6:30 on September 15th. This is the regular meeting of the Wilmer Planning Commission. Let's start by reviewing minutes from the September 1st meeting. They'll be both emailed out and printed as well.
I don't remember anything that I saw that I didn't like, so I'll have to make that motion now.
All right, there is a motion. Is there a second?
I'll second.
From Stephanie, motion is second. All in favor of passing the minutes, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Thank you. Our second agenda item, then, is the RDC National Incorporated Map Amendment Rezoning from Zone G to Industrial 1.
All right.
Take it away.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Thanks for joining you.
Welcome back again.
Thank you. Nice to be here. So the first item for review tonight is related to RDC National Inc. and the rezoning. Again, this is the same project that you reviewed, both the plan review and the... Oh, now I'm going to blank. What was the other item last week? Plan review and the vacation of easements for last week. So these are the final two approvals that are needed from Planning Commission to move the rest of these approvals on to final City Council review for the project. So the rezoning is for just the portion of unplatted property, again on the west side of the site. This area is currently zoned, and there is a map. What would the updated page be? 15, page 15. So as you can see in the yellow outline on that map, that's the unplatted area, roughly. It's currently zoned government institution. It's all owned by the City of Wilmer. There's no property outside of that box that will be rezoned with this rezoning. Everything in blue to the east of this area, which would be the platted industrial park 4th edition, is all zoned I-1 or limited industry. And we just want to make this entire site consistent across the board. The intention for this purple government over time to become industrial parkland there as well. So with that, it would be staff recommendation to go ahead and approve that plan review and forward it to the City Council for ordinance introduction and adoption.
Thank you, Sarah. Seeing as that we need a public hearing on it, we will now open that public hearing time. Commissioners, are there any comments or questions?
Where is the creek run through on that?
That was mentioned in the other item too about the waterway passage.
Do you mean the open ditch or something different?
No, actually, doesn't the creek that runs south out of Foot Lake run right behind that property? It's part of the.
That's quite a bit.
Well, I do know it's within if it's within a mile of this area because if that is considered a kind of a waterway that we have to be careful with as far as Minnesota DNR is concerned.
Okay. We can do some continued looking. Josh, I should note, Josh, with representing the project, as well as Jared Vogie, the city engineer, are both present. Are you guys seeing anything on those plans back there in regards to that?
So a hot creek, it kind of runs around the old airport runway.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That one is an impaired waterway, but it's only based on mercury levels of the fish.
Okay.
So it's in the SWIP analysis, so when they take out their permit for stormwater analysis,
right.
That's when it will come out.
Yeah. Okay.
And again, this property that's actually being rezoned, there's no development taking place on that property. Oh, we need an extra chair. Do you want to pull that? I can switch you.
I can just sit down.
Are you sure?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. The property being rezoned, so that unplatted property that is west of the 69 KV line, and that 69 KV line is not being vacated or changed or altered at this time. development will all take place actually on the eastern portion. But again, we want that zoning to be consistent throughout the whole site. But we can certainly note it in the minutes and pass those comments along as well for that analysis portion.
Yeah, the only reason I ask is because I'm just not sure where that runs through, if that runs through on this this additional property piece that they're looking to zone.
It doesn't sound like it,
okay.
Or at least look like it, according to the engineers in the back.
It stopped well before.
And it goes all the way to the end of the runway.
Right.
So okay. It's quite a ways away. There.
That's on the west side of County 55, isn't it?
Do we have aerial
the it's on the east side, crosses over at the runway.
Okay.
Do you have the GIS link on your...
I can't access it on my laptop.
Yeah, I just look at the URL. Mm-hmm.
It's a touch screen, so you can just move it around.
Nice. That's what we're missing. Hold, please. This one?
Mm-hmm.
So that parcel... approximately 300 feet.
That's the block to the north. You gotta go one block south.
Oh, good catch. Duh.
Yeah, it goes right to the very, very end, yeah, of the, before it intersects.
Yeah. So that's the distance there of where that. Click back. There you go.
And then moves south.
Yep, and then move south, so it would go here.
About 1,000 feet away.
Okay.
Closest.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah. All right, any further questions or discussion? Any public questions? Hearing none, we will close this part of this public meeting then. I will at this point accept a motion then to approve the rezone of this zone of from government to limited industry and forward it on to City Council for the ordinance introduction and adoption.
Motion to approve.
There's a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
And a second. This will need a findings of fact.
No,
not this one. Next one will. I'm sorry. This is a voice vote, or a roll call vote, however. So, Commissioner Bashir.
Aye.
Commissioner Frank.
Aye.
Commissioner Walker.
Aye.
Commissioner Dressler.
Aye.
Commissioner Carlson.
Aye.
Commissioner Zeke.
Aye.
Commissioner Kipling.
Aye.
And aye. All in favor, same sign. Motion carries. Or opposed, same sign. There we go. All right, motion carries. Thank you. Very good. That brings us to our next agenda item, the major subdivision.
All right.
Take it away.
Final action for this item. So same project area that we were talking about here for RDC National and the logistics project is the major subdivision. So title of this one is Wilmer Industrial Park 5th Edition. The city triggered the creation of this after the signing of the purchase agreement. A number of comments were submitted on behalf of the city, various departments, and those are included in the staff comments that were included in the packet today. Right now, this area consists of 11 platted properties that are included in the 4th edition Wilmer Industrial Park. This major subdivision will also include 32nd Street Southwest and the unplatted property that you just took action on as well. As we noted in the vacation actions last week, or 2 weeks ago, those are noted here on this preliminary plat as well, and there are additional copies if we need more. It's also up on the board there behind you. 32nd Street will be vacated. The utility easement running east and west will be vacated, and the storm running north and west, the open ditch, will also be vacated. This is the preliminary plat, and this major subdivision is going through as a consolidated preliminary and final plat, which means that you will have one action that you take on it tonight with this public hearing, and then it will be forwarded to City Council for review and final approval. Those approvals are contingent upon the final plat being approved by city staff. And I know for sure that the city engineer, again, who is present right now, has a number of comments related that to kind of the creation of easements. There'll be some plan review that takes place before those final easements are set and displayed in the final plat. So this authorizes staff essentially to have that authority for that final review. Again, that 69 kV line isn't going to be touched. The county ditch that's on the east side of the property, that also is not applicable to those vacations that we talked about last time. That vacation process is getting finalized at the city council this month. Fire chief, police chief, Wilmer Municipal Utilities really didn't have much for comments. The county engineer and the city engineer certainly had some information to weigh in on. And as you'll note, a couple things to note about the recommendation to move forward with approval. There are 5 contingencies. So one, of course, park dedication is getting kicked in for that, and that's included in the development agreement. The developer is aware of that and has settled on on paying the cash in lieu at the rate that's designated in the subdivision ordinance. So that would be 4% of the value of that property. It's in the range of about $30,000 or so. All of the comments that are included in this packet tonight from Fire Marshal, Police Chief, Fulmer Municipal Utilities, Kandy, Ojai County, and the City Engineer need to be added to that list as well. Shall be met, adhered to, and I slightly amended it, or amended approved by staff, or amendments approved by staff to those comments. These comments have been around and available for quite some time. So in the development, the drafting of the development agreement, as well as looking forward to the building review process, there's a number of kind of considerations that the developer's taken into place to either kind of come to a resolution on some of these comments, or make sure that they're included in that process. Number 3, again, that all other kind of associated agreements and authorizations are approved, and that the developer shall successfully close on the property And again, that final contingency that the city staff will have the final review of the final plat, and that needs to be approved before the recording. With that, I will pass it back to you for public hearing and comments. And again, engineers are present to help answer questions. We'll go with that.
Thank you, Sarah. All right, at this time, 6:45, we will now open the major subdivision to public hearing. Commissioners, questions, comments?
What is the status of the development agreement?
Development agreement is in process. I think we're close. We're on like version 7 or 8 at this point. It was supposed to go before the city council on the 20th of September, but it has been pushed off to October 4th just so that we don't rush things. We make sure everything is included that's been discussed and included in this process throughout the whole way. There's a lot of duplicities and kind of checks and balances throughout this whole process. So a lot of the comments that are received are either covered in the development agreement or are normally covered in the building review. And again, engineers can kind of speak to some of that if you have specific questions on those.
So between County Road 5 and then the east side then of that new plat, there are not going to be any, there are no allowable access points, from my understanding.
So that...
in between the, from the road to the edge.
They don't want another exit off of County Road
5. Yeah. County Road 5, yeah. Right. So the...
In between Wilmer.
Between Trott and Wilmer.
Yeah.
Yep. No. Yep. So the ingress and egress, the access to the site will be off of Wilmer Avenue and Trott. The traffic analysis was passed off to the city today so that they can continue the process that's needed for that signalized light at the intersection of Wilmer and County Road 5.
Okay.
Will there be city access then on that backside for sewer?
Utilities and
If they put a hydrant out there for future developments, the city will have access?
I think it is in there.
How so?
There are
like on this, like on the unplatted portion,
right?
Or
well, not only that, but on this new platted area.
Right. This is the new.
Okay.
Yep,
so the western plat boundary.
Right.
Yep.
Yes.
So here's where the existing
yes
is. So this access.
That's
okay.
Number 11 on the county engineer, I think, where he says. To add some wording that would
the
section would be a
drain. Kind of. So all around the city there are sewer accesses hidden in the land. And the city has trails that they go to maintain the sewers. Just want to make sure when that becomes more developed, mm-hmm. that is a consideration.
Yeah, I do know that they are planning on putting fencing around some of this for the security of the site. I'm not sure, and I don't know, Josh, if you could speak to if it's going to go all the way out to that unplatted area or if they're going to just keep that kind of on the internal portion of the site. I would say at this point, unless there's going to be storm or other utilities in this area. Obviously with this easement agreement here for the electric line, municipal utilities will have access to that area when they need it. I'm not aware of anything that's going to be on this site, but I haven't seen the final plans. It's also of note that the final plat will include dedicated right-of-way that's not a part of the property that's being purchased. But just for the dedication of right-of-way to extend Wilmer and Trott to this western edge. At this point, those roads won't actually, that extension of that road won't be constructed, but we're working on language in the development agreement. It will likely be assessed in the future on this property if that road is developed because of future development needs.
So it'd be assessed meaning what? Who's gonna pay for it?
It would be per the city's assessment policy, which would mean that the properties that front those roads would then be responsible for the cost of...
I noticed that the county engineer here on number 8, you know, recommending the developer pay for extend the street utilities to the west end of the plat.
Yep, yep. And that's one of those pieces that's being negotiated. Because the rest of this is completely unplatted, there's the need to spend that money and spend those staff hours to develop that road don't make a whole lot of sense. But we want to make sure that that right-of-way extension is protected, which is why we want to see the formal dedication of that on the final agreement and make it very clear and obvious to the developer that when the time comes and when those roads do need to be extended due to additional development, whether it's themselves expanding onto this and say the city, you know, needs formal access out here, or there's other development that happens west of this property, that they will be responsible for a portion of those costs.
Well, under the recommendations as drafted, all comments from the Kandiyohi County Engineer shall be met, and that's one of the comments.
Adhere to or amendments approved by city staff. And so that's it. Again, these comments have been around for a while, and we internally have been working on ironing out all of those recommendations to make sure that all parties' interests are accommodated.
The fire chief's comments were that additional fire hydrants may be needed.
Yep.
And certainly they would want to have them around the backside.
Right.
Of the new plat.
Mm-hmm.
There'll be a lot of hydrants around this building.
There will be, yeah, definitely.
Which would also be city access.
Yeah. Yep.
I'm sure it'll be a structure too that they'll have a pumper can run in and hook directly into the building as well. But you see those larger like that, and they pressurize the system.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I mean, remember too, this building, it's hard to sometimes conceptualize right now, with access over here, there will be pavement around all of this the building as well. So access, ability to access will be available.
And that was a question I had too, was we just, as we know today, the only two access points are going to be on the north side and the south side there, coming off of Wilmer and then Trott Avenue.
Okay. Correct.
On the furthest east side of that new.
Yeah, and I will say there are certain buildings and properties throughout town that say the fire chief or the fire department have like special code access or something to those properties, mm-hmm. in the case of needing to access them in an emergency situation if they are. And I think of like the Child Adolescent Behavior Hospital that was built out by the Civic Center. They've even done like special training in that building because it's just so unique and locked.
Do we have a representative of the developer here or the purchaser?
The engineering firm representing the developer is here, yes.
And the question I have would be, would there be any of these requirements or recommendations that have been provided by the city fire chief, police chief, municipal utilities, or the county or city engineers that cannot be met?
The only ones would be what's getting negotiated in the developing agreement.
Do we know what those are?
Namely, it's the extension of the road. That will just be the dedicated right-of-way at this point. Everything else the developer is aware of. Obviously, some of the comments on the needs for the surveyor certification and the legal description, all that kind of stuff will be taken care of.
I have two comments for additions to the recommendations.
Go ahead.
In recommendation B, you've identified, or the city has identified, all comments from fire marshal, police chief, Wilmer Municipal Utilities, and Kandiyohi County Engineer shall be met. for some reason, it might have been an oversight, but Wilmer City Engineer should be included before the county engineer. And F, I would add approval of the development agreement, because that's being relied upon to enforce some of these recommendations.
You want that specifically spelled out in C, rather than just saying associated agreements or authorizations?
I would add that as item F.
Any further comments, additions, or discussion? All right. I'll ask for any public comment. At 6:56, then we will close the public meeting portion of public hearing portion of the meeting. Cleus, what is that? How would do you want that, the language in recommendation F stated, approval of the development agreement?
Yes, city staff. Who's going to be approving and signing on behalf of the city? The city staff, city engineer?
City council will approve it, and then it'll be signed by the mayor and the clerk.
Okay, approval of the development agreement by city council and city staff.
Very good. Okay. I think we've had sufficient discussion. I think we're ready for a motion, if there is one.
Motion.
Motion by Commissioner Frank. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Commissioner Walker. And this is a roll call vote. Commissioner Beshear.
Aye.
Commissioner Frank.
Aye.
Commissioner Walker.
Aye.
Commissioner Dressler.
Aye.
Commissioner Carlson.
Aye.
Commissioner Seat.
Aye.
Commissioner Kipling.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Excellent. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. It's a little bit past 6:33, but we're getting there. Our next agenda item, Ben, is the Leafline Labs drive-through window plan review.
Sure. So this is file number 2107. It's an application for a plan review filed by Marcus Construction on behalf of their client, Leafline Labs. You can see this plan on page 23, as well as an aerial on page 24. And actually hiding under the RDC plat here are larger copies of the plans. There they are. I will pass these around.
By the way, Sarah and everybody, thank you for your time very much for coming tonight.
So there are some larger copies of the plans if you'd like them. But this is an application for a plan review of a drive-through window by Marcus Construction at Leafline Labs at 1413 First Street Southwest. They're looking to build a drive-through window at Leafline Labs, which is an existing medical cannabis dispensary that's been here in town for some time. That is zoned as general business, and as such, any business that requires a drive-up window requires a plan review. So the window, as you can see on the plans, will be located on the north side of the building. Users will be routed around the building to the window in a counterclockwise fashion, starting at the northwest corner, where there's a driveway entering from First Street. Beyond what I've just mentioned, this doesn't fundamentally alter, the design of the property in terms of setback, lot size, width, parking. All of those are maintained and untouched, and the relevant standards there are met. There is some repaving going on and a new concrete pad. I spoke with the city engineering office about that and inspections. And again, there's no concerns within the purview of this review. And so with that, staff recommends that the plan review be approved with the condition that the use meet all applicable local, state, and federal rules and regulations at all times.
Thank you. All right, commissioners, any questions or discussion points?
This parking lot looks a lot larger on the plan than it feels like in real life.
Need a motion? You got other stuff?
I think.
Where's this at? How far down is it?
So, right.
You know what the new star is?
Who's gonna?
It's almost right across from Caris Health.
There's a little.
Okay.
Yeah, let's see what I can
bring
do
up
here.
On that would be great.
Yeah. Next to the flower stuff, like there's like a flower shop over there too. Okay, it's the next
strip mall after that, though.
Okay, it's just a little.
Maybe 14-13.
Mm-hmm. The flower store, it's like Taco John's and the flower store, and then there's not that bad. And then there's the view, and then that's this one. It used to be the Payless Street.
So can you? It's on our.
I guess that. Justice, does this, Commissioner Walker, does this help you? does that help reference where we're at? So the mall is like right here.
Can you ask
the? The pop up? Yeah. So we're at this parcel right here.
That's the.
Yeah, so Thrifty White is just kind of down into the east a little bit.
Okay, so that's the mall to the bottom right-hand corner.
Right.
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay. I was just kind of like right through there on my bike. All right.
It's a nondescript one. If you didn't know where it was, you wouldn't
know. You wouldn't know it was, yeah.
Yeah, no, it's just like a maze of buildings over there.
Mm-hmm. Which building is that again? Into that?
The one we're talking about?
Yeah.
The old Payless.
Yeah. It's the old shoe store?
Yep. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the intent is for the traffic to come in off of First Street and go around the south of the building?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And have the window on the back side of the building?
On the north side.
Yeah.
All the way over here.
Yeah, so we go almost all the way around the building.
And then right back out the
and
way
then right
came.
Back out. Yeah.
Where's the Walgreens at?
Way south.
Yeah.
So like Taco John's is like right here.
So Walgreens
would be. Oh yeah.
And we have representatives from Marcus here too who can answer any questions that I'm sure.
Hi everybody.
Yeah, go right
Jim
ahead.
Jim Bach with Marcus Construction and Bill Parker was the president of Leafland Labs. Came out from the cities tonight.
Thank you.
So quite simply, it's a drive-through on the north end, a drive-through window on the north end of the building. And so in an effort to create a proper traffic flow, it's and of course, meet what we feel is a very easable stacking rate for vehicles. It really is a simple drive-through system.
Do you have other businesses that have like the drive-through window?
Do we have other businesses with drive-through windows?
Like other brands?
Specifically Leafline.
For Leafline Labs specifically?
Yeah.
I'm Bill Parker, president of Leafline Labs. We don't have any currently. This is going to be our first that will have drive-through capabilities. But all of our other care centers that we're selecting right now, we're looking for that capability, being able to add a drive-through. Because this year we were able to codify language from the governor's executive orders allowing us to deliver
that
medication outside of the walls of our facility, which allows drive-through. And it's a safer option than curbside.
I read this at one point, but how many businesses does Leafline have in the state right now?
Currently we have 5. We're building 2 more that will be open the next couple months. So we'll have 7 here by the end of the year.
I guess, like, because dependent, so I guess, like, Chick-fil-A is, like, I guess, like, the most, it's probably the most notorious that name.
Sure.
And then I guess you have McDonald's with, like, the two drive-thrus and stuff. But I already know that, like, that whole stretch of, like, traffic, and there's just, like, a ton of curb cuts already. And then, like, just kind of adding cars to that. I just kind of wonder, like, what was the expectation as far as, like, SAC is going to be? So that's why I was wondering if you had other branches that had drive-thrus that would kind of know how many cars to expect at, like, a given
Well,
time.
Our others do have curbside, so we know with curbside how many cars we're seeing per day. The Wilmer location doesn't have the volume of some of our others. You know, some of them in the metro will see upwards of 150 to 200 visitors a day. Here in Wilmer, it's under 50 per day. So if you stretch that out over a 12-hour period, it's pretty low traffic. All right. Okay.
And there's no other, in that location, entrances are different. Mm-hmm. They're not all in that near the drive-thru.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. So, because entrances are like on the south side of the building or on the east side of the building.
Correct.
Yeah. So you
Your entrances out. Are west and east side.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, and it's cut off from that property just from the south, too. There's a.
Right.
Yeah, so there's really only one way
yep.
in and around.
Is that approach entirely on this parcel? The approach
yeah,
on the 71?
Like yep, looks like it by the aerial. Yeah.
And is it wide enough to accommodate traffic in and out?
Yes.
Simultaneously?
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah, it does now. So.
I know that approach is used by all of those other buildings along that stretch.
Yes.
Yeah, the officer at one point.
Traffic right there is just so weird to begin with. People are just always driving through.
Yes.
Especially
the street's all done now, so we don't have to drive through anymore to get around.
The public comes in yeah. from both the north and the south, in and out of that approach to go to the north to the mall there. And
yeah.
We were actually hoping to get the Leaf Line parking lot done because they are going to re-asphalt things, and we were hoping to get that done at the same time Dunnix was doing First Street because it's next to impossible to get them. You know, sure. With what's going on
mm-hmm.
here today. So,
were you successful?
No.
I kind of wish they would have thought of this years ago when it was a previous business, because it was a pain. There was maybe like three parking spots that mm-hmm. were actually accessible, and then to try to back out and re-enter traffic was.
Yeah.
Next to impossible.
Yeah.
Yeah, the property has been laid out properly, and there's good traffic flow in there now, and even by adding the drive-through, it does not affect the parking situation that you'll find.
And then I also appreciate how this will affect people with low mobility and their ability to access.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Commissioners, any further questions or discussions? Steve, I think you'll have to probably abstain from this
That's
one.
That's what I was going to ask. Yep. I figured so. Okay.
Yep. All right. Well, then, at this time, I would accept a motion to approve the plan review.
Motion to approve.
All right. And a second. All right. And now on to the findings of fact. The project for the plan review with such conditions as the commission shall determine and attach conforms to the purpose and intent of this ordinance and is in conformity with the comprehensive land use plan of the city. There's no factual demonstration of substantial or appreciable negative impact on values to properties and neighborhoods from the proposed conditional use. Project for the plan review will not result in the destruction, loss, or damage of natural, scenic, or historic feature of major importance to the community. Project for the plan review will not impede the normal and orderly development and improvement of surrounding property for uses permitted in the district as zoned. That adequate utilities, access to roads, stormwater management, and other necessary facilities have been or are being provided, that adequate measures have been or will be taken to provide ingress and egress in such a manner as to minimize traffic congestion and maximize public safety in the public streets. And the project for the plan view must be designed, constructed, operated, and maintained in a manner that is compatible in appearance with the existing or intended character of the surrounding area or neighborhood. We have a motion and a second on the floor. Commissioner Bashir.
Aye.
Commissioner Frank.
Aye.
Commissioner Walker.
Aye.
Commissioner Carlson.
Aye.
Commissioner Teague.
Aye.
Commissioner Kipling.
Aye.
And aye. All approved. Motion carries. Thank you very much. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
On to item number six, our miscellany. We have somebody new at the table. If you would care to introduce yourself.
Yes, yeah, no, I'm happy to. So, hi, my name is Willard. I work in the Planning and Development Department. Up until this point, my role has been Main Street Coordinator, so that's working with community development exclusively downtown. My position has now been expanded to include sort of assistant and supplemental planning duties. So one way or another, you'll be seeing me around. So I'm happy to be here and happy and look forward to meeting and working with you all.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you. Alrighty. Hi, Coyote. We're glad to have you back, too.
Hi. Yeah, thank you. I was out of the office for about 3 weeks. So I'm back, and I want to say thank you to Willard and Sarah for holding it down while I was away. And thank you all for your continued cooperation.
Thanks for coming back.
Yeah, we have. That's a big emphasis on that.
We were worried for a second.
Yeah. Commissioners, any other miscellany? Very good. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Motion.
Second.
Yep.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carried. Thank you very much. We now turn our recording off.
Oh.